Hey, welcome to the Quick Fast Podcast, where you don't know who you are.
And neither do we.
Okay. Well, the other day, I went and I got some lunch. And I decided I wanted some wings, so I went to Hooters.
Good spot for wings.
I went with a friend, and I park, open the first door.
Yeah, two doors at every Hooters, yeah. I think.
And then sometimes the girls will open the second door
like
for
that.
You if they see you coming. That
the
is
white
nice.
Shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, the one wearing the polo.
Yep. Well, nobody did that this time. I open the inside door, and I'm going to have my buddy walk in. You know, I like holding the door for a person. And when I open that door, some guy, dressed kind of business casual, charges.
What do you mean by business casual?
Like pants, like khaki pants. Yeah, with like a polo or a button-up shirt.
Okay, gotcha.
But no tie.
All right.
Just comes barging through towards us on his phone. No thank you wave, no sorry wave, no explanation, no excuse me, buddy. Just barges through on his phone and
he
charges.
He cut off the friend that you were trying to hold the door open for.
Yeah.
With no acknowledgement.
I mean, I just open the door, dude charges right through like a bull waiting to come out of the gate.
Wow.
And I was immediately pissed, and I decided, well, I'll turn it into a joke and make the girls laugh on the inside. You know, I just go, well, I guess sometimes you just gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whatever, and there was a slight chortle, and we moved along. But it stuck in my craw a little bit. Like, I would have liked to beat the shit out of that guy.
It's dickish behavior.
Yeah.
That is the equivalent, well, it's the exact same thing, really, but minus the phone. When I hold the door for someone, I expect some sort of acknowledgement, a head nod or a thank you. And if I don't get the thank you, I will very loudly and obnoxiously go, "You're welcome." And then if they don't acknowledge that by even looking at me, I'll be like, "Man, you hold the door for someone and they can't even say thanks." What I will say this stuff behind them to try and provoke a reaction. But the people who don't think you're significant enough to say thank you to, they just kind of go into a shell and you don't get anything out of them, really.
Right. Well, I'm in situations a lot where people are holding doors for others, you hold them for people, and you get a thank you most of the time and sometimes not. A lot of times I notice if I don't get a thank you, the person will at least hold the next door for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's fine.
It's a give and take of a society.
Yeah.
That is part of the social contract.
Right. And, you know, I've had people overhear my conversations about door holding because I always say if I knew they weren't going to say thank you, I wish I had a time machine so I could go back and slam the door in their face.
Yeah.
And I've had people kind of make fun of me about
that's
it. But
harsh.
It's like, you know what? That's just horribly rude.
Yeah. Yeah, there does need to be some sort of a ebb and flow to society where we start singling out behaviors that are not consistent with how we want our society to be,
yep.
And shun those people for behaving in that way.
Yeah, but instead you're the jerk for thinking you should shun people. You're the Larry David.
Yeah.
You're the Adam Carolla. Mm-hmm. You're always the jerk.
You're the asshole if you point it out, whereas most people are just taught to swallow it and move on. But when you swallow something like that, all you're doing is reinforcing to the person who's behaving outside of the norm that they can get away with it, that they're somehow special or entitled to be above everyone else, which is bullshit.
It's cruel to be kind, which is something that I prescribe to. It's one of those things, like I say, eating all my dad's sweets is cruel to be kind because he's chubby and he doesn't need it.
I like that, yeah.
So I'm kind of, in a backwoods way, making backwoods way.
Or a backwoods way.
Could be backwoods.
Yeah.
Making him lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
Making him a little healthier.
In your face, chubby.
It's like calling a chubby person fat. It might make them feel bad, but maybe they'll be like, well, yeah, I do need to start working out.
Constructive criticism can be constructive if you want to find an opportunity for growth in it.
Yep. Now, I'm not saying to call chubby people fat. It's not nice or polite.
No.
But it's a point. You know, I'm just making a point.
We were talking very recently about a person we knew who has put on a lot of weight since we last saw them. And it was probably about a year or so ago, and we saw a picture of this girl, and she had put on like 60 to 80 pounds,
yeah.
I bet. And you said, wow, that must be like a glandular disease or disorder or something of that. And I wonder, how could no one say anything to her? Because for her, it was a gradual deal. She looked at herself every day. There's very minimal change on a day-to-day basis. And then before you know it, you've slipped into this routine that has allowed you to put on 60, 80 pounds, which in addition to not being attractive, is very unhealthy.
Yeah.
Your body has a median weight that it should be maintaining, you know, its static point, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And when you overindulge and you get yourself to that position, you're now making everything work overtime to keep you afloat. And that's just not healthy.
No.
Someone needs to say something there. I've had people say it to me, like, my deal isn't gaining weight, it's losing weight usually.
Yeah.
And if I lose weight, people will go, wow, you're getting skinny. And it makes me feel bad because I was small when I was a kid and I have a little complex about being small.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me go, wow, I didn't really notice it. And it always puts me back on track and I get my shit back together.
Yep.
That really should be no different than saying, hey, you're not as in shape as you used to be.
Yeah.
What's going on? Are you stressed out? I mean, there's a way you can approach it to let them know that I care about you. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
The hurt feelings is the motivation, the fire in the belly to put down the sandwich and get on the treadmill or whatever it is that you do. And it's, you really, I mean...
Put down the sandwich and pick up a shake weight.
Yeah, my friends would tell me, I think, if I was getting fat. And there have been times I put on little bits of weight here and there, but a little fat, and I'm a skinny guy, so I notice when I do. So I notice when if I gain, like, 5 pounds of fat, I can see it.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a skinny guy. You can see all the muscles in my body, just not because I work out, just because there's nothing to hide them, you know? They have no place to hide.
I once had a manager at work who had put on some weight, and I even said to him, like, you're getting a little bit big there, aren't you? And he goes, yeah, I am. He goes, but I also want you to point out to me when I lose it here in the next few months, because he was aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyhow, he didn't lose it, and I pointed it out to him about 6 months later, and I did it because I like him and I care about him. I said, hey, buddy, just to let you know, you haven't lost that weight yet.
Yeah.
And he gave me kind of like, yeah, I know. Haven't really put my head down, gotten back into it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I did it because I liked him.
Yeah.
I did not do it to be a dick.
Here's what I don't get. I've been at lunch with people, and sometimes I don't eat lunch. I just don't eat anything, or I'll have like an apple or something. And people will look at me and say, how can you not eat? Well, I just don't put any food in my mouth.
Right. Yeah.
Like the worst thing that happens, my stomach growls a little bit. I think, oh, I'm hungry. But then it goes away.
Yeah.
It's not like if you don't eat, it's going to consume you and, like,
you can do a lot on very little calories.
Yeah.
You really can. You just got to be able to tough it out. It's just about breaking behavior. Most things we do are habitual, and we're just on autopilot. We go to the fridge and we grab a pop or a beer because that's where we keep the pop and the beer. Not because we need a pop and a beer.
No,
because they're there. And we've discussed this and done some challenges of our own about that in our personal lives.
Yep.
We give stuff up, and then once you give it up, you realize, huh, never really needed it in the first place.
Right, and you never realize how gradually you just slip into the habit of drinking pop every day, drinking multiple pops a day when you don't need to.
Or walking through the fucking door without saying thank you.
Yeah.
You just had a bad habit that no one has called you on, and here you are, and you've been doing it for probably 10 fucking years,
mm-hmm.
and you think, huh, I'm entitled to go through, and they're supposed to hold it for me, and I don't need to acknowledge them. And that is some bullshit.
Yep.
And that'll piss someone off.
Piss me off.
Well, goddamn.
So, well, I had another incident. This one was even more inflammatory.
More inflammatory than a guy barging through the door, cutting off your friend without even acknowledging the fact that you're holding the door.
Significantly more inflammatory.
All right, I'm intrigued.
And I handled it in a different way than I really thought I would. And I for a while, I was judging, wow, am I a pussy? And then I realized, no, I'm not a pussy. And no, I don't and shouldn't care whether or not I'm a pussy because of this.
All right, well, tell me about it.
The same friend, the same day.
Same day?
Same day.
Whew. I've had shit like that happen where I have multiple events in the same day, and I can handle one, maybe two, but if it gets grotesque later on,
yeah.
I I even though I try to calm down, I always hold on to some of that previous rage.
So. I didn't. I wasn't even really enraged. It didn't hit me till later that I was like, "What a dick!" Okay. Like that was really rude because I just blew it off with a joke right away and then got on with my meal. Mm-hmm. And so, here's what happened. I go with my friend and I'm gonna drive us to the bar. I didn't even really want to go out, but he had come to visit and I felt like I kind of owed it to him to at least
do
go
something,
out.
Entertain.
And I had to get up early for various reasons the next day, so I wasn't really that committed, and I was kind of groggy and cranky. So I go to park, and like there's this intersection, and I'm coming around it slow, and these two guys are about to walk out in front of my car.
Okay.
So I hit the brakes. I wasn't going that fast. I didn't slam on the brakes.
What time is this?
Oh, 10:30, 11
okay,
o'clock at
so
night.
Okay, so it's the time that people are out and about and are drinking. Yeah, right. That's a dangerous time because people who are drunk just walk in the street.
Yep, and that's what was going to happen here. And then they take two steps out in the street. I've stopped. There's nobody behind me. I'm not in any big hurry. And I'm pretty forgiving of people like, hey, no problem, buddy. Just
wave
keep
them
it
across.
Moving, you know, whatever. And like, so they stop, and there's like a split second of, well, they stopped, and they're not really in the street, so I just go around them, and I park. I park like 10 feet away, and I see the one dude kind of walking up the street after my car. I'm thinking, like, what's he doing here? Mm-hmm. Like, and it looked like maybe he was talking shit. You know, I couldn't quite tell. What the hell is he doing? So I back up, and I get lined up in the spot. I didn't even really regard him. I just kind of kept an eye on him in the mirror. And then I park the car. I undo my seatbelt. I go to get out, and he's standing right by my door. And I open the door. He puts his hands on my door, and he's like, roll down the window. And so I go,
why do you need to roll down the window? You're trying to open the door.
I go, no. And I take the door, and I shove it open and shove him away from the car. I go, why didn't you get the fuck away from my car? He goes, what do you want to do? I go, I don't want to do anything. I go, I want to go to the bar and have a drink. And he goes, well, I'm trying to look like a badass in front of my friend. I go, well, you might want to try doing it with somebody else, buddy, because I don't really feel like putting up with any bullshit. And I'm like in the car. He goes, get out of the car. I go, why would I get out of the car? He goes, get out of the car. I go, if I stand up, the second I'm off balance, you're going to punch me in the face. I go, I'm not fucking stupid. I go, why don't you step away from my car? I'll get out and you go on your way. And he goes, get out of the car. And I can tell he's drunk.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I'm a freshman, man. And there's a university right up the street. I'm a freshman, man. Are you scared of a freshman? I go, I'm not afraid of you. I'm just not mad at you, and I don't want to fight you because there's no reason for me to fight you.
Except for him wanting to look tough in front of his friend, which he openly admits.
Yeah. And I've got my, like, dress clothes on.
Is this a frat thing?
It didn't look like a frat.
It
was just two guys.
Because it sounds like a frat thing. Oh. Like, the frat thing of the freshman, oh, I gotta look cool because everyone's judging my masculinity 24/7. So this guy who just drove around us, what the fuck, you know? Yeah. Oh, that shit pisses me off.
And the buddy I was with even said, it's not like we had like an altercation. Like, we didn't flip each other off. We didn't honk. It was just like a went on our way, blah, 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 mm-hmm. which is 100% correct. And so he goes, get out of the car. I go, get the fuck away from my car and I'll get out of the car. I go, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to fight? He goes, do you want to fight? I go, I said I don't want to fight. I can tell he's drunk.
Right.
Just drunk.
He's not tracking.
Right. And well, then my buddy gets out of the passenger seat and it kind of comes around. He goes, come on, man, knuck it up. I look at him. I go, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, knuck it up, brah. I go,
brah.
Speak fucking English. I go, I don't know what the fuck knuck it up means.
Ooh, you're getting
speak
pissed.
Speak English and get the fuck
yeah,
away from
I
my
like
car.
This. Usually I'm the one raging on this podcast.
Yeah.
Get him, number three.
Yeah, I know. I kind of felt like you there
yeah,
for a minute.
Yeah, keep it going.
And so, like, whatever. So I'm like, all right. Well, my buddy's standing close enough to him, whereas if he took a swing at me, at least he'd be able to grab him off me
right.
so I could get up and you know, retaliate or whatever.
It's nice to have the second guy.
That's the thing I'm thinking. As soon as I bend over and stand up, I'm off my balance.
Getting out of a car is not a good position to be in. It's the equivalent of, like, getting out of a chair
mm-hmm.
or getting up off of the ground. Like, I've taken advantage of people who are in chairs before or who are leaned over, who are fucking with friends of mine.
Yeah.
And if I know, because you know, you're dead on.
That's why I'm not getting up.
They're off balance. I had a guy one time walk up behind my friend and he leaned over his chair and tried pulling his chair out from under him. Well, he was off balance because he was leaning over, so I saw it happening, and I pushed him while he was off balance and get the fuck
yeah.
out of here sort of a thing. Because you know when anyone's leaning, they can't defend themselves.
Right. So the only way I'm thinking I can get out of the car without getting hit is if I charge out and tackle the dude.
Right.
All right?
Yeah,
but I don't
either that or open the door so hard you knock him off balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even that's risky, because then you got the car door slamming on you.
And I don't want to start a fight. Yeah, I just made it clear. Want the guy to go away, and I can get on with my night, because I really, like, I have nothing to prove to anyone. I have no reason to fight this guy other than the fact that he's annoying me.
Right.
And he's annoying me. He hasn't made me angry.
Yeah, he really didn't even do anything to you.
Well, then he goes, "You're a pussy, bro." And I look at him, I go, "I don't think so." I go, "I'm just trying to get on with my shit." I go, if he had done something or whatever, like if he had like hit my car or something, now we're talking, all right, inflammatory. But then I'm also thinking, I'm on a career track here. If I'm just beating the hell out of this kid on the street, and I'm sober and he's drunk, and some cop comes up and I'm on top of this guy just giving it to him, and he's drunk, so let's face it, I would have to give it to him.
Right.
I'd have to knock him out.
Yeah, he's not going to feel.
Right, because if I got up and started walking away, he could sneak up behind me and hit me in the back of the head. I'm not going to take the chance. I'm trying not to fight at all.
Right.
And I'm thinking of all this stuff, and I'm thinking, if I go to jail for beating up this kid, it could be like an assault charge, it could be all this stuff. It could fuck up my life.
Violent crimes aren't a good thing to have on your record, regardless.
And there's not really witnesses. There are a bunch of people, but it's not like they're watching the whole event unfold, that he came over to my car and all this. And I had one buddy with me who could attest. But the whole math in my head is just like, I need to get this kid gone.
It's not worth it.
And not deal with it. And so then I eventually stand up, and he goes for like a handshake. He goes, "It's peace, bro." I go, "All right, now like," and then he goes for a hug. I go, "Don't fucking hug me." I go, "Shook your fucking hand. Now get the fuck away from the car." And he's like, "What, man?" I go, "What the fuck are you doing? Go away." And then so I start. He's like, "Whatever." And he kind of turns and he's walking away. And I close my door and I start walking away. And then his one buddy starts coming over. He's like, "Are they talking shit?" And
this kid, these guys.
This kid had a look on his face like I would have liked to slap it off him. I really would have. And I was watching him, because I was watching for him to make just the least inflammatory gesture and then be like, all right.
He was probably the instigator the
I'm
whole
sure
time.
He
got the drunk friend going, "What the fuck's that guy's problem?"
Well, he was drunk
go
too.
"Go fuck him up, bro." You know, he's the puppet master.
It was one, I don't know how much faith to have in my other buddy's fighting ability. I've never seen him fight. But it was one of those, like, I could fuck him up, and I could probably fuck up his buddy, too, like, if I just really...
Yeah, you have to measure.
Yeah.
You have to measure the person.
And then, so we start walking away, and then he's kind of talking a little bit of shit. I'm like, it's just really not worth it, just whatever. And I start walking away, and then I realize, wait a minute, they know where my car is parked. We could go into the bar. They
fuck
could go fuck
up.
My car up.
Right.
Just because they're stupid
and
drunk, and for some reason they're angry.
Yeah.
And, so I go to my buddy, I go, "We gotta move the car." He goes, "It's fine." I go, "It's not fine." I go, "They could do anything to it." And I go, "I don't need that." And so I get in the car, I move it like around the block and park it. It was no hassle. And then we go have a drink. And I was just, for a while, I was like, man, am I a pussy? Because I didn't fight the kid. And I really think no, because he didn't swing at me either,
first of all. If he really wanted to fight, you would have fought.
Yeah.
If he really wanted to fight, he would have just backed up, let you get out of the car, and then came at you to fight.
Yeah.
So, and then the fact that he ends it with, "It's peace, brah," and all that means all he wanted to do was put on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to look the part for his buddy. Hey, check me out. I'm tough.
Mm-hmm. And the thing was, there's a situation, not directly from my past, but that I remember from my past, and that's that I had this friend, not a close friend, but he went away to a university. And while he was there, he was the shit talk type. He would start stuff with people and get in fights. Well, he got in a fight. Somebody hit him in the face. He fell and hit his head on the curb. And he was in the hospital forever. He had to drop out of school. You know, he could have died.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's really how you get hurt in this shit.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, like, also, I could hit this dude and he could fall. And he could get really
especially
fucked up.
Especially a drunk guy.
Just from the fall. It's the whole thing. I'm just doing all this math. I'm like, not worth it. Now, had I been drunk and had there been some girls around, let's face it, had there been some females around.
Well, it amps up the testosterone, and someone's got to stop something when you have to save face.
Right. So it could have been a different story, but I think it worked out about as well as it could have. I could tell the guy I was with felt a little bit emasculated.
Well, it is. Someone challenging you like that, it'll do that.
And I kind of did a little bit, but then I kept telling myself, like, no, not really. Like, some guy I don't know, who I know will never see again, came up to try to start a fight over nothing. That there was no honor on the line. Right. There was no anything. It was just he was dumb and drunk. And I didn't fight him. And I'll never see him again. All right.
Better off having not fought him than to have had fought them.
After all that math and just thinking about the potential for me to get in some kind of trouble, no thanks.
Those guys reminded me of three dudes that we ran into a few years ago at the bar, where we were walking out of a bar and one of the guys said, "Nice pink shirt, homo," or something like that. And it was a group of like three guys, and then they started walking by. Well, I turned around and I followed him, and I went right up to him, and I go, "Which one of you motherfuckers is saying shit to me?" What? And they, like, froze in their tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they wanted to look cool, they wanted to look tough, and they said something to the guy wearing the pink shirt, which happened to be me.
Yep.
But as soon as I got right up on him, I was like, "Which one of you motherfuckers is talking shit?" And they realized, this guy doesn't want to deal with our bullshit.
Yep.
They backed off immediately. Now, here's the ironic part of the whole thing. No, I didn't say anything. I go, "Well, I know one of you said it, so which one of you is the tough guy? And let's find out right now." Well, when you're up in, and there's three guys, one guy. Because I left my group to go back and talk shit. And now, again, should I have done that? I probably should have just let it go. But at the time, I had a little chip on my shoulder, and I went in there. Now, they're like, "No, I didn't say anything. No, I didn't say anything. No, I didn't say anything." I go, "Yeah, sure? Are you sure no one said has anything to say? Because I'm right here right now, and we can take care of this if one of you thinks you're a tough guy." "No, no, no." Well, they walk about 20 feet away, hop in a cab, and one of them pokes his head out of the cab. "Faggot." And then I was like, "Oh, those fucking pussies." But then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, "Oh, those are the type of guys that I wouldn't want to fight anyway. Why would I want to deal with someone who's just trying to put on a show?"
Yeah.
They don't really want to fight. They just want people to think they're tough. And those are the people who you really get nothing out of. All I would have done is slapped the shit out of one of the pussies, and then I would have been like, "Yeah, big deal."
Mm-hmm.
You slapped the shit out of
a pussy.
Right, exactly. And that's what your guy sounds like to me. Yeah. He sounds like he didn't really want to fight. He wasn't really a tough guy. He was just trying to look the part for his boys, which I guess that'll always be a part of male behavior because testosterone's a hell of a drug.
And it was one of those... You know, I could be wrong in this assumption. It makes me feel slightly better to think it. But I was thinking, like, as the whole thing was going down, like, yeah, I could get out of this car and beat the shit out of you, but I don't want to.
Right.
Like, I really don't need to. I have anything to prove to you or to the guy I'm with. Right. I don't give a fuck what he thinks about me. Like, I just really don't want bloody knuckles. I'd like to go out, and you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to have a couple of beers.
Just start your night with that. How's that going to be fun?
Right.
Like, you're a couple of guys going out to have some fun. You don't want to have, like, a ripped shirt and blood on you and look all disheveled as you enter the scene. Like, "Hey, ladies, what's going on?"
Because it's one of those things. It's a switch.
Oh, yes.
It sounds really douchey to say, but when I throw the fucking switch... The switch doesn't get thrown off.
No.
You throw the switch, and then you go, it's
fight
time.
Or flight. It's fight or flight.
Right.
And once you go into that mode of, I gotta do something, your adrenaline kicks in, and you're shaking for 3 hours afterwards.
My adrenaline didn't even kick in.
Yeah, that's good.
I had, like, a mild little bit of we just had an altercation, like, hand, like, shake thing, you know? Went away in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's good.
And I was just like, all right. Like, that's how you know you're really not in a situation. Your adrenaline's not even up.
You know what? I think I got the perfect thing to summarize this whole deal. It's peace, brah.
It is peace, brah. You gotta knuck it up.
Hey, knuck if you buck.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't knuck it up, it's peace, brah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's head on out.
Yeah. That's gonna do it for this episode of the Quick Fast Podcast.
Where you don't know who you are.
And neither do we.
Alrighty, remember, if there's no victim,
there's no crime.
And you do what the fuck
you gotta do. It's going down. Yeah, well, I'm a cat toe, pistol holding nigga on your damn street. Stumping, jumping, bumping, every clock off in this damn face. Throwing the balls up at these holes and screaming and bleeding from their nose. But where we start, this where we make them niggas in the flow. Ain't no game off in this thing. We be deep off in your party. Call my niggas, get it started. And with niggas be the hardest. So if a nigga come and run, they back.